From the communication department on the second floor, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. I recently captured some audio of our CEO, president, and chairman of the board, Gary, speaking about leadership. Now, trust me on this one, he knows a thing or two about it. But first, I am pleased to welcome all the Southwest Airlines employees who are listening to this. People of the internet, I know what you're thinking. Hey, Steve, this is the 97th episode of Red Belly Radio, and it's some quality podcasting about Southwest Airlines and the stuff that goes on there. What do you mean you're just now welcoming the employees? Well, what I mean is that while Southwest employees have always been free to go to iTunes or blogsouthwest.com and subscribe or listen, Red Belly Radio is now available on the new homepage of our intranet, SWALife. In fact, due to the newest advancements of the site, we are now calling it SWALife Interactive because employees will be able to comment on the news and videos and, of course, podcasts. And a big shout out to the SWALife and technology teams that got this done. Huge job and it looks great. Now, for you podcast rookies out there, here's how it works. Red Belly Radio is a true podcast. This means you can get to it through your iTunes account and subscribe to it and listen to it at your leisure on your iPod. Search in iTunes under Red Belly Radio or Southwest Airlines and subscribe. And just like the peanuts and soft drinks on all of the Southwest flights, it's free. It comes out every Wednesday, but I don't commit to a specific time. Now, just for our employees only, you can also find Gary's weekly newsline under the same tab and listen to that current information, or go back to the archives to catch up on something. The newsline is internal only, and it is not available on iTunes. Should anyone find themselves wanting to send me a note or suggest a show topic, you can always email me at redbellyradio@wnco.com. Okay, as promised, Gary on leadership. Now, the first part is the answer to the question, how do you define leadership?
Leadership's an art, and sometimes hard to define. I think it's helpful to think of it in terms of traits. One of our executive vice presidents, Bob Jordan, reminded me yesterday that two very significant traits of leadership is someone who is grounded in the current reality, but also has an unwavering optimism about the future. So I thought that that was a lovely way to think about leadership. But leadership characteristics include things like the ability to communicate, having strong character. You've got to be competent at what you do, or you can't be a thought leader and command respect and credibility. You have to have I think a vision of where things are going and how things could be. But having all of those things is sort of foundational. I think leadership is often about courage, just courage of convictions, courage to admit when you're not correct. And so I think it's a number of things, but it really is an art form, and one that I appreciate and certainly have not mastered, but I've always been a student of great leaders, and as an example, just really love American history and our presidents, and Lincoln is a personal favorite. I think he's sort of the epitome of great leadership because he embodies all the things that I described.
The next question was, what makes it most difficult to execute that philosophy? What makes it the hardest part?
Well, there's not a manual. I think you can master a subject matter and then certainly can have developed people skills, hopefully care for people, care about a mission. The more passionate you are, I think, the better for a leader. But there's often not a clear right or wrong answer. And there's never unanimity. So I've actually found as a leader that helps in some ways, because no matter what you choose, there will always be those who favor it, and there will always be those who are against it. So it hopefully makes it easier just to do the right thing. But sometimes it is tough to figure out exactly what the right thing is, and you'll never have all the facts. So I think knowing when to make a decision in terms of being a leader is often one of the more difficult tasks. I think one of the more unpleasant tasks, especially if you care about people, leadership is all about having the right people in the right seat on the bus, as Jim Collins loves to say. And you just have to be prepared to recognize that sometimes you don't have that and make changes. So, knowing what the right decision is sometimes is easy, but oftentimes a real challenge. And then when to act is also another really tough thing to know.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.